Let's talk about the 2023 film called You People, starring Jonah Hill as Ezra, Lauren London as Amira, Eddie Murphy as Akbar, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Shelley. Notable stand-ins were also Nia Long as Fatima, and David Duchovny played the part of Arnold. Now, I primarily wanted to see this film because it had Jonah Hill and Eddie Murphy. So how could you possibly go wrong with that combination? Jonah Hill's been in a lot of funny movies. The Interview, This Is the End, to name a couple. But he does well. Eddie Murphy, of course, is a famous comedian. Very funny as well. Now, in this film, Eddie Murphy plays the part of the budding father-in-law. And rather than being funny, he's more or less a thorn in the side of Jonah Hill and Lauren. Jonah Hill and Lauren are a mixed-race couple, with Jonah Hill being Jewish in the film and Lauren being Muslim. And so this was about clashing cultures and the problems that they create therein. Of course, with over-the-top stereotypes. Because a lot of the types of racism and things that they discuss or that they demonstrated in the film doesn't really happen in real life. Not at least not as overtly. It's more behind the scenes, in my opinion. So in the film, Eddie Murphy tries to break them up by putting Jonah Hill in these difficult situations, like going to the barbershop, making him play basketball against the brothers and so on, and making him feel like he wouldn't fit in. Being married to a black woman. What it ended up doing was just making Eddie Murphy look like a jerk in the film. He wasn't funny. I think they misused his character. They should have wrote some jokes for him. I don't know. Maybe the film needed to take a different direction. Instead of trying to make a social commentary, they should have focused really hard on making this a comedy. Now, they did manage to pull off a few jokes here and there, and I thought it was funny. I would say to people, yeah, go see it. It's funny. Or at least watch it on Netflix. It's free. You have nothing to lose. One of the things that bothered me, I found out, I was reading the trivia on IMDb, and it says that Jonah Hill and Lauren London, at the end where they kissed, that was actually CGI'd. I guess they got close together, but they never actually kissed. And so that, to me, goes to the point that those two really didn't have good on-screen chemistry. When they first met, he met her in a car. He was getting in her car. He thought she was the Uber ride, and she was screaming at him, get on my car, get on my car. If someone was screaming at me like that, I would have gotten out of the car as quick as I could. There's no way I would have went on a date with someone who was yelling at me like that. Even after they sort of got together, I just found it hard to swallow that there was any sort of chemistry between the two of them. But that was capped off by what it said in the trivia, where they didn't even kiss. They had to use CGI to finish the kiss. I don't know if that was done because one of them is engaged to be married and they can't be seen kissing another man. I'm not sure. Might have been a religious thing, but it's really weird. Yeah, if you're going to have a couple in a movie that are supposed to be getting married, there has to be some chemistry between them, and there wasn't any in this film, I don't think. Even with all those problems, I did find the film funny. It had enough funny moments. If you can stomach the racism and the jabs that were in the film that were all pertaining to racism, then I think you'll find this film funny as well, and I would give it 3 stars.